We're going to spend our last segment here with Mr. George Cathy of Isley's Home Services talking about things you may not know about a plumber, aside from the fact contortionist, yeah. You can probably be add to your resume, inventive, problem solver. The plumbing license comes with gas fitting.
Not necessarily. There is a separate title, and you do have to take a separate test in order to be licensed for it. They kind of do run one in the same, though. If you take them both at the same time, it falls under the same category in so many ways.
Well, what service does that allow you to provide the homeowner?
Pretty much it allows us to work on anything that is natural gas or propane gas. That could be appliances, from gas furnaces, stoves, barbecue grills, pool heaters, fire pits, and anything else you can think of in between.
And to do all that, it's a completely separate set of tools. If you're, threading machines and galvanized, and
it's pretty labor intensive at times. Yeah, you do have to have pipe threaders and heavy machine, heavy equipment, heavy pipe wrenches, things like that.
In your trade school, you said the test was you can take it at the same time. In the trade school, do they teach that as well, or is that a separate?
Yeah, they teach that as well. It's all loop. It all falls into the same code book. There is a separate fuel code, but the fuel code is kind of blended in with the plumbing code as well. So if you learn one, you usually learn both of them.
And I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason why they've lumped those two trades together, because you would think they're kind of different, or it's because it's all piping. They tied it together. Well, why doesn't that include a landscape license then? You could probably glue some sprinklers together.
I think it's because it's all pipe. That's my best guess.
So landscape should be included in that, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And y'all do get into landscaping when we're ripping up plumbing lines.
Yeah, we will. If we are doing a sewer line repair or water line repair, and we happen to hit a sprinkler or something like that needs to be fixed, we will do that. We don't necessarily install or repair sprinkler pipes unless it has to do with plumbing wear.
I guess where I was going is more like an additional skill. A lot of these lines that we're digging up landscape. We're using tractors and heavy equipment. It's
yes.
Not three guys out there with a shovel like it's
gotcha.
1500.
Yeah, I see where we're going. Yeah, I guess you can call us landscapers as well.
When you're talking gas appliances, do you see gas versus electric? Do you have a preference?
I have a personal preference of gas, especially for stoves for cooking. I just feel like you get a better control of the temperature. You turn it down and it's down. Sometimes with the electric ones, it seems like it doesn't react fast enough if you're trying to turn the heat up or down. And it also is the number one request when people want a gas line installed. It's usually for a stove.
The stove.
That's
yeah.
What they call in for more often than anything else. A lot of people don't understand exactly what goes into that. They think it's going to be easy. You'll have a pipe right there. You could just tie in, drop it down, and we're done. What they don't realize is, and most of the track homes around here, those pipes are sized pretty tight. They don't leave a lot of room for you to add anything extra. So we usually have to go out there and evaluate the size of the pipes they have now, the distance of the run, how many BTUs total is on that system. Then from there, we have to determine what size the pipe needs to be.
Calculate your estimated use. You've got to be able to supply enough for what you're using it for. And if you've been to like a Monarch or a Barbecue World, you can see that not all
they're not all
gas use appliances are made equal, and they may have sized it for something a little smaller than you intend to be cooking or using in your home.
Exactly. And sometimes we have to modify the existing gas line, make that bigger so that it can accommodate the new appliance that we're trying to add. And then there's permits and inspections. And if we're tying into an existing gas line, that may mean the homeowner may be without heating or a stove or a water heater for a couple of days until the inspection is complete and everything's done.
And you make a great point on the permits. You're one of the few service industries that can get delayed. People think, well, this can get done today. Why can't I have this done today? Well, there's permitting involved, electrical work, there's permitting involved. A lot of times the repair work that comes with air conditioning units, that can be done and gone in the same day. That seems like a much more complicated mechanical thing. how come I can get that a new air conditioning compressor today, but a water heater, I need a permit?
Exactly. And there's one time that I went to a customer's house. They wanted a gas line installed. It to run it down the side of the house to a pool heater. We went down to get the permit. The city says, no, you can't do that. That's the city easement. You can't run anything right there. And we would have no way of knowing that had we not gone through the process of trying to get the permit. We would have been digging somewhere we shouldn't have been digging.
The aftermath of that, the long-term effect that you're putting yourself at risk should something happen to that gas line, if they can trace it back to the company that installed it, they did this without a permit and against city code.
Exactly.
Well, guess who they're coming for to pay for the financial damages,
yeah, for
whatever
the contractor.
That caused.
Exactly.
So, Mr. George Carey, how would we've got through the whole hour. I don't even think I've given the number once. It's Isley's Home Services. Y'all have been around 60-plus years,
yep,
out in the Gilbert Chandler Southeast area, but have a good travel radius and capacity to service our Arizona homeowners.
Yep. We pretty much go all the way up to Anthem. We go out west to Buckeye. We go out east to Gold Canyon, south all the way down to Maricopa, even Arizona City if we have to.
Well, we appreciate y'all's partnership and being every Arizona homeowner's best friend and joining us today to wrap up our plumbing education here at Rosie on the House. And until next Saturday when we move into universal design, we're thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.